这是 Matthew chapter 24。
请大家打开马太福音第24章。马太福音第24章。
That we start from verse 2.
我们由第32节来到开始读。
Now learn the parable from the fig tree when its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves. You know the summer is
near. 你们可以从无花果树学个比方。当树枝发面长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
Even so, you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door.
这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place.
我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Then let's turn to chapter 21.
又系睇打开路加福音第21章。路加福音第21章。
Verse 29.
第29节。
And he told them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees.
耶稣又设比喻对他们说，你们看无花果树和各样的树。
As soon as they put forth leaves, you see it, and know for yourself that summer is now near.
它发芽的时候，你们一看见，自然晓得夏天近了。
But even so, you too, when you see big things happening, recognize that.
这样你们看见这些事渐渐的成就，也该晓得神的国近了。或者我们即系读呢啲，暂时即系读呢啲嘅经文。让我哋仰望主，我哋祈祷。
Dear Lord, thank you so much because by your mercy and grace we may be here this morning.
我哋主，我哋感谢你，因为系靠着你嘅恩典怜悯，我哋今朝早上能够喺呢一度。
We would like to be Mary sitting at your feet.
我哋盼望我哋能够好似玛利亚坐喺你脚前。
We pray that you really speak to our heart.
我哋求主你实在能够对我哋嘅心说话。
We pray that somehow some word of yours will sink very deeply in our heart.
主我哋求总系让你嘅话能够深深嘅系印喺我哋嘅心里面。
Transform us to quicken us.
来到是改变我们，来到苏醒我们。
That we may rise up and follow.
以致我们能够起来跟随你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们求。
Now, as you know, we have just read a portion of the word of our Lord from Matthew.
我们跟随从马太福音，我们读到主的一段的说话。
Now we all know that if we want to know the word of Christ or teaching of Christ, we definitely will go to Matthew, chapter the Gospel of Matthew.
我知道，若我哋想知道主嘅教训或者主嘅话，我哋就会打开马太福音。
If you want to know something that our Lord has done on this earth, definitely we will study the Gospel of Mark.
但如果我哋想知道主耶稣地上面所做嘅事情，我哋就会打开路加福音。
If you want to have the spiritual interpretation of the life of our Lord, then we should read the Gospel according to John.
如果我们想来到认识耶稣基督的生命，我们就打开约翰福音。
So we know that if we want to know the word of Christ definitely,
如果我们肯定想知道,
we should study it.
主的话我们就一定会肯定的一定会来到读马太福音。
Now we know it very well. It's about extent of the Gospel of Matthew, the direct word of Christ.
我们知道马太福音86%的说话是主自己，86%的说话是主所亲自讲的说话。
So 3 out of 5.
在三分之五的话是主亲自讲的。
In other words, if you preach the direct word of Christ in red, then you find 3 out of 5 of the gospel's gospel are all in red.
如果我们的圣经里面用红色字来印主讲的话，那每五句的说话里面有三句说话都是红色的。
Now you remember how our Lord said one said in Gospel of Matthew.
我们记得主在马太福音这样讲的。
Behold, there is someone who is greater than Solomon.
但看啊，这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
And then he also said, Behold, there is someone who is greater than Jonah.
他说，看啊，这里有个人是比约拿更大。
Now these two phrases actually are the two keys to the whole Gospel of Matthew.
这两句说话可以说是马太福音整卷的书的锁匙。
Chapter 1 to chapter 25, Behold, there is someone who is greater than Solomon.
约马太福音第1章至到第25章，就说看啊，这里有个人比所罗门更大。
Now why Solomon?
为什么所罗门呢？
Now if you We know that because Solomon has the word of wisdom.
我们知道所罗门他有智慧的说话。
So Queen of the South even came all the way from the end of the South.
南方的女王在南边最远的地方，她都要来听所罗门智慧的说话。
You know, we are all Gentiles. We are all far. We are all men from afar.
我们都是从很远的地方来到。And
our Lord is greater than the one greater than Solomon.
我们的主是比所罗门更大。So
every time when we study from chapter 1 to chapter 25, actually we are at the presence of that great king, our great king Solomon.
我们在马太福音第1章至第25章，我们就在那个伟大的王所罗门，讲到我们主耶稣基督的面前。
So no wonder from chapter 1 to chapter 25.
所以无怪由第1章到第25章。
By the word of wisdom of our Lord.
我们有我们主智慧的说话。
And you remember in this part of Matthew.
你记得在马太福音这段的说话。
There are five expressions or five sentences. And to to express something very important. For example, let me try to
Yeah. 或者很快的来到讲出来。
Now, for example, there's such a phrase. When Jesus had finished these words,
好似一句嘅说话，话主耶稣当主耶稣讲完呢啲嘅教训。
Now, actually, in the Gospel of Matthew, you find this kind of phrase 5 times.
喺整卷马太福音，你揾到耶稣讲完呢啲话，你又揾可以揾到5次咁多。
Now, the last time was recorded in chapter 26 of Matthew.
最后一次就系马太福音第26章。
When Jesus has finished all these words,
当主耶稣讲完晒呢啲所有嘅话，
and 5 such phrases divide the first 25 chapters into 5 parts.
呢5句咁样嘅说话系将马太福音第1至第25章分开为5段。
So that means you have the 5 portions of the word of Christ.
嗰度系有5段系基督嘅说话。
And these 5 portions of the word of Christ actually correspond to the 5 books of Old Testament.
主在基督在马太福音的说话，其实是跟摩西五经，马太福音五卷的圣经是相符合的。
还是摩西五经的五段吗？
啊，系好似系啊，摩西五经五段嘅话。
So we know that from chapter 1 to chapter 25 speaks of the word of Christ.
啊，我哋知道马太福音第一章至第二十五章系讲到基督嘅话。
Behold, someone who's greater than Saul.
看啊，呢度有一位系比所罗门更大嘅。
But then when we come to the last three chapters,
啊，当我哋嚟到马太福音最后嘅三章。
Oh, there's someone who is greater than Jonah.
你看啊，呢度有一位比约拿更大嘅。
You know, 3 days and 3 nights, Jonah was in the belly of the fish.
我哋知道三日三夜约拿喺鱼嘅肚腹嘅里面。
And so saying that 3 days and 3 nights, our Lord was on the very center of the earth.
啊，系同样嘅，我哋嘅主三日三夜喺呢个地底嘅中心嘅里面。
So Jonah's life speaks of death and resurrection.
啊，所以约拿嘅生就讲到啊，就是、死同复活。
So now when we come to the last three chapters, we do find the death and the resurrection of our Lord.
啊，所以到马太福音最后三章，我哋就睇见主嘅死同主嘅复活啦。
So when we come to this book, this gospel of Matthew,
我们来到看马太福音的时候,
we are pretty sure this mainly, we hear and encounter the direct word of Christ.
我们知道我们面对的是基督直接对我们讲的话。
Now, if we study this word,
如果你来到去查考这些的话,
for example,Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7,
或者马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章,
definitely this is the word of life to us.
肯定这些是生命的话对于我们来讲。
These chapters are telling us something about Christian life.
这三章的经文是讲到基督徒的生命。
About spiritual life.
是讲到属灵的生命。
So those words is the word of life.
所以这些话是生命的话。
But now when we come to the last three chapters, and then when we come to chapter 23, chapter 24, chapter 25,
如果我们看第23、24、25章的时候,
then we have a prophetic word of Christ.
这个我们就有是先知预言的话。
So if we really study well the nature of the word of Christ in Gospel of Humanity,
如果我们按照马太的福音来到去读主所基督所讲的话，
because that will give us the revelation of Christ.
因为这个话给我们有基督的启示。
Now when God reveals God's heart to us,
当神将他自己的心向我们启示。
So when he spoke, actually Christ is opening the heart of God to everyone.
所以知道是神是基督是将神的心打开我们每一个人来打开。
So normally, of course, we enjoy the word of life.
今天来讲我们会享受生命的话。
Now, according to Sermon on the Mount, now we know how we have to live on this earth.
按住登山宝训我们知道我们应该怎样的在地上来活。
But we have to remember, Christ has given us the word.From chapter 1 to chapter 25. And sometimes we tend to dwell on the living word of Christ.
有些时候我们逗留在那个主活的话的里面。
Or the word of Christ.
或者在生命的话的里面。
Now we tend to neglect the prophetic word.
我们很容易是来到疏忽基督是预言的话。
Somehow we think that chapter 5, 6, 7 is much more important than chapter 23, 24, 25.
我们很容易就觉得三四五章的说话是比23至25章的说话更重要。
Because these two aspects are equally important.
但其实两方面都是咁同等的重要。
But, so we not only need the word of life from our Lord.
我们不单止需要从主那里得着生命的话。
We also need a prophetic word of our
Lord. 我们都需要从主那里得着预言的先知的话。
Now why do we need a prophetic word?
为什么我们需要先知预言的话呢？
Because through his prophetic word,
因为透过他先知预言的话
，we are able to know how much God has already accomplished His work.
因为我们就会知道神有究竟有多少做完成了他所想要做的工作。
Because God has a wonderful work.
因为神有很奇妙的作为。
God works his word according to his will.
神作他的工是按照他的旨意。
Now, before the time began, in the eternal past,
在时间的开始之前，在过往的永世的里面，
Now, God already had a purpose.
神已经有他一个的目的。
Now, he wants to carry out his purpose.
他想要将他的目的来到大实行。
So then he began to work.
他就开始来到工作。
When he began to work, then the universe began.
当我开始工作的时候，宇宙就开始了。
Because there you find that the motion, the energy you find in the universe is motion.
你就看见个宇宙开始在行动，在动作的里面。
From the motion, we have a concept of time.
但仲系在动作嗰度就俾我哋有时间嘅观念。
Motion without time.
当我冇动作就冇时间。
So why do we have time?
为什么我们有时间呢？因为神开始了他的工作，那按住他的心意。
But then, if God carry out his word in time,
如果神在时间的里面来到作他的工
作，one day he accomplished his word,
有一天他作成他的工
作。Then, that means we come to the end of the time.
我们就会来到时间的终结。
So, my brothers and sisters, how do we know that at the end time?
弟兄姊妹，我们怎知道我们在末世的时候呢？
Ask one question. Now, whether God almost finished
his work. 我们要问一个问题，神是不是已经差不多做完他所想要做的工作？
We have to know the program of God's work.
第一样，我要知道神工作的计划那个程序。
Second, we should know the timetable of God's work.
第二，我要知道神工作的时间表。
So that's why we have a whole Bible.
所以我们有整本圣经。
The whole Bible is a revelation of the program and timetable of God's
work. 整本的圣经就是神的工作的时间表和程序表。
Now because Christ is the Son of God.
因为基督是神的儿子。
He is the one who very near to the heart of God.
他十分近神的心。
So only Christ was able to disclose that secret.
Yeah, 所以唯有基督能够将这个秘密来到表露出来。
So, on the one hand, our Lord tried to tell us the word of life.
所以一面是耶稣是跟我们来到上次跟我们讲生命的话。
Then, from that word, we know the God's purpose.
是神的，由那些话我们知道神的计划和目的。我们知道神的心。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
And he has given his only begotten son.
甚至将他的独生子。
And finally our Lord died for us on the cross.
最后耶稣基督我们的主宰十字架上为我们死。
From this word, now we know God's heart.
从这个话我们就知道神的心。
But brothers, our Lord also wants to tell us.
我们的主宰都想我们知道。
Now if somehow, if somebody, if we know something about God's word,
如果我们知道神的工作一点点，
then we will ask, so far, how much God has accomplished work.
我们就会问神究竟做他的工作做了几快做完呢？
So for that reason,
就是这个缘故。
When Christ was on earth,
当基督在地上的时候，
not only he spoke the word, Matthew 5:6-7.
他不单止讲到马太福音的五六七章。
Also, 23, 24, 25.
他都讲马太福音的13, 24, 25章。
Now, strictly speaking, when you go through the whole gospel of God,
严格来讲，如果你读晒马太福音整卷嘅书
，you find both sides. You find this both. You find this two aspects.
你会发觉啊，呢两方面
，the word of life，
生命嘅话
，and prophetic word，
啊，同埋预言嘅话。
Now when we come to the prophetic word of Christ，
当我哋嚟到睇基督预言嘅话
，that is clear we encounter。
我哋就系面对啊圣经里边所讲到先知预言嘅话啦。
Now, if you study the whole Bible,
如果我用整本嘅圣经，
我睇见 about 1800 prophecies.
佢發覺嗰度係一萬八千嘅預言，
一千八百嘅預言。And among this 1800 prophecies，
好，呢一千八百嘅預言嘅當中
，now you find some repetition。
你發覺有呢個預言係重複嘅。
So if you try to make some kind of arrangement， then finally you will reach 737 independent events predicted in the Bible。
你有發覺到聖經裏邊有737個獨立嘅預言。
Then out of the 737 independent events predicted，
喺聖經裏邊所講到嘅呢737個獨立嘅預言
，you will find 590 major events。
你發覺當中嘅590件重要嘅事情。
Now we want to ask one question。
我要問一個問題。
What is the great fulfillment of the biblical
prophecy？ 聖經裏邊預言嗰個嘅係應驗嗰個嘅比率係幾多咧
？Then you will find out of 590 major events。
你又發覺到喺590件重要嘅事情裏面。
570 events already。
你就發覺到570件嘅事情已經係應驗咗啦。所以嗰個應驗嘅比率係多過90%。
And that is true that the Bible is indeed the word of
God。呢個係證明聖經實在神嘅話。
But actually, some of the rest, we still have 20 events yet to be fulfilled。
嗰個話有20件嘅事情係要我哋等待嚟到應驗嘅。
Actually, some of them already been fulfilled。
但呢當中有一部分已經係正在應驗嘅當中。
We are so fortunate we can be the witness to this being to witness that some of these prophets are being fulfilled。
我哋好幸运，我哋能够系见证到呢啲嘅事情系喺应验嘅当中。
So on one hand，
所以喺一方面
，90% of radio tell us Bible is the word of God。
90% 嘅应验率就话俾我哋听，证明系圣经系神嘅说话。
However， on one hand，
但系从另一面嚟睇，呢个系咩意思咧
？This is God almost finished His work。
因为知道神差不多做晒他要做的工
了。
当神做完他的工的时候，我们就来到时间的终结。
我们
知道时间的意思就是这个宇宙是在动作的里
面。
当这个宇宙仍然 在动作的里面的时候，神仍然在作工。好有趣的。
This prophecy is in the Bible。
在圣经里面这个预言。
Actually, almost a list of God working throughout history。
可以说是神在历史里面工作的一连串的事情。
So God gave us a list of His working in the Bible。
神从圣经里面给我们知道他一连串的工作的。
God even arranged them according to chronology。
神甚至是按照时间的次序来到这样的安排，我就看见神工作的时间表。所以我们就神就给这本这么奇妙的书给我们。如果你想知道神的工作，你要读完整本的圣经，你就会得到个答案。
Now let me give you one illustration. We have only one daughter in our family.
In our family, I have one
daughter. So when she got married, she had to plan the wedding ahead of time.
她就要在婚禮之前來安排她的婚禮。
1 year before his wedding. So I gave her a gift, a software.
我就俾佢一個禮物，一份軟件。
Now with that software, she was able to plan her wedding well。
咁佢有呢個軟件咧，佢就能夠好安排佢嘅婚禮啦。
And every time when she turns on that software，
每一次當佢打開呢個軟件
，and she will find a number。
佢就揾到一個嘅數字。
For example, 123。
就係佢嚟123。
It means 123 days to come. After 123 days, now she will go to the other end of the
covenant.
So by this way, she
will
prepare her way. But of course, there were many things to do.
但當然他有很多事情去做,
she should send out an invitation.
但他要派出一個邀請帖,
now she should plan many things. But now the problem she may forget.
但可能他會忘記了,
but this software is very good, you know, really can list all the possible items.
但這個軟件實在好,能夠將差不多所有需要的事情都列在那裡。
So then, of course, she organized well.
所以她能夠好好地組織。
But very interesting.
就很有趣的。
And of course, she will take 1 year to finish, for example, 200 items.
或者她在一年裡面,她要來做完200件的事情。
But now, this software has a function.
這個軟件有一個這樣的功能。
You see, for example, she planned that within 2 months, I should do certain things.
或者到兩個月之前,她要計劃要做一些事。
And then that software has a function.
這個軟件有一個這樣的功能。
When she do the review, when she does the review,
當他溫習一下他所想做的事情，他就能查一下究竟這樣的事情有沒有做到，那樣的事情有沒有做到。如果你去看這個200件事情，只有10件事情是剔除的。
如果你看見這個200件事情,只有10件事情是剔除的。你知道是剔除了。如果在200件事情裡面,你已經有190件事情,已經剔除了,就完了。所以弟兄姊妹,當你讀你的聖經的時候,
你讀你的聖經的時候,
when you discover out of 500 major events, now only 20 events left.
如果你看見在聖經裡面預言的590件重要的事情,只有20件事情剩下,
now you are very sure,
你就很肯定知道,
So now, what our concern is this. If we really love God, if we really want to live for Christ, now our concern is this. Now how much God has accomplished.
神究竟有多少已經做完成祂的工作呢？神工作最後的那個階段是什麼呢？
Now today, if we really live at the end days,
今天實在是最滿後的日子了。
Now in what way we can contribute to God, the final phase of God?
我們怎樣能夠在神最後工作的那一部分，我們有我們的貢獻呢？
One man, we need to know the will of God.
我們需要知道神的心意,
we need to know the eternal purpose of God.
我們需要知道神永遠的旨意。
Now we know God is working in every one of us.
我們知道神在我們每一個人身上都工作。
We know that we will be transformed into the image of Christ.
我們知道我們會改變成為基督的形象。
Now before his return, he will gain a church glory.
我們知道當主回來之前,他要得到一個榮耀的教會。
But look at us.
但看看我們,
look
at us.
Now, do you think God almost finished his work?
你想想,神究竟是不是已經差不多做完他的工作呢?
God almost finished his work.
如果神差不多做完他的工作,
so that means we are almost there.
我們就說,我們差不多去到那裡了。
Then today, somehow the world can see the beauty and the glory in our life.
應該世界 拜就能够从我们身上稍微看见基督的荣美。
So before the Lord returns, if the Lord is going to gain the church glorious,
如果当基督回来之前他要得着荣耀的教会，
then we will no longer be divided.
我们就不应该再分裂了。
We should one love another.
我们应该彼此相爱。
You see, we often.
你看啊。
So that means God was finished.
咁嘅时候先至系话神差唔多做完啦。2000年前
，God accomplished work on the cross。
神喺十字架上做完佢嘅工作。
So this is the finished work on
redemption。呢个系救赎嘅工作嘅完成。我知道呢个已经完成啦。
And because of that work，
因为嗰个工作。
And we are justified。
我哋能够称义啦。
Now we are no longer under condemnation。
我哋再不定定罪啦。
So we have been delivered from the judgment of God.
我们就从神的审判来到被释放。
Now we know that one day we will never go, go through the judgment of great
white throne. 我们知道有一天我们不需要再在白白色大宝座面前受审判了。
Because Christ has taken away our sins.
因为基督已经除了我们的罪了。
And he has gone through that judgment.
他已经为我们经过这个审判了。
He has been judged. Because he has gone through all that.
因为他经过受过这审判所有的事情。我们不再定罪。
所
以弟兄们，我们感谢神。
That work has been done.
那个工作已经做完了。
But today,
但今天
After we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior,
当我们接受了主耶稣基督作我们的救主，
we know that the Holy Spirit is in us.
我们知道圣灵住在我们里面。
And Holy Spirit is in our spirit.
我们的圣灵在我们的灵的里面。
And Holy Spirit is operating in our spirit.
我们圣灵在我们的灵的里面来到作工。
Now because of His operation,
因为圣灵的工作，
then we areTo will and we are to do.
我们就去定义，我们就去行动。
Today, if we are willing something or if we are doing something,
如果我们定义，我们要做啲嘢。
All according to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
如果按照圣灵嘅运行喺我哋嘅灵嘅里边。
So you know that Holy Spirit is working in us.
我哋知道圣灵在我里边嚟到工作啦。
Now, what is the purpose of the work of Holy Spirit?
但圣灵嘅工作嘅目的系乜嘢？
He wants to produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit in us.
佢想将圣灵所结嘅果子系生产喺我哋里面。
And this way we are being transformed.Into
his image. 我们就被改变成为基督的形象。
Not only he works in individuals.
不单止他在个别的身上来到工作。
He also works in the church.
圣灵在教会里面来到工作。
And then you discover the bride is ready.
我们就发觉啊，辛苦就预备好了。
Then you discover we all grown up. Then finally we will grow unto the stature of Christ.
我们就发觉我们能够长大成人，会有基督长成的身量。
And we are being built up in the love.
我们在爱里面来到建立自己。
So this is all part of God's working.
这都是神工作的一部分。
Not only Christ died for us on the cross.
不单止基督在十字架上为我们死。
But actually Holy Spirit today dwells in us.Also work in us.
圣灵住在我们里面，在我们里面来到工作。
So what is the only way God
releases
us?
唯有当神达到他的目的。
Only when we are being transformed into His image.
唯有当我们被改变成为他的基督的形象。
Only when the church matures.
唯有当教会也够成熟。
When the gospel of kingdom will be preached to every corner of the earth.
当这个福音的角度的福音来到全遍世界的各地。
Then we know that God accomplished His work.
我们知道神做完他的工作。
So that was according to the biblical prophecy.
所以按照圣经的预言。
Now, we to our surprise.
对我们来讲很惊奇。
Only 20 events left.
只有20件事情是留下
的。Actually, we are in the middle of this 20 events.
其实我们在这个是预言的满足的过程当中。
Actually, we are in the very end.
所以我们实在在最后的终结。
We are almost in the last page of history.
我们差不多是来到人类的历史的最后的一页。
So, for that reason,
因为这个缘故，我们想知道
What is the last phase of God's work?
神最后的工作是什么呢？
Why we are here?
我们今天在这里是什么呢？
Now it's what our time is running out.
我们的时间都快结束了。
So if we really know prophetic word of God,
因为真的认识神预言的说话，
then we are clear, we are not only know that the end time, we are already near to the end time.
我们不单止知道我们已经很近时间的终结，
but we also know the Then we also know the last phase of His word. And more than that,
啊，更多的,
in what way we can co-work with Christ.
我们怎样能够从基督来做同工呢?
In what way we may participate in the word of God.
我们怎样能够在神的工作里面我们有参与呢?
So that's why we need to have a knowledge of prophetic word.
啊，所以我们有需要去认识啊先知预言的说话。
Now today many people are interested in prophecy.
啊，今天很多人对预言很有兴趣。
Just simply because they are curious.
啊，即是单单因为他们好奇。
They want to be set. When they know prophecy.
啊，当我认识啊预言的时候。
Somehow their curiosity is satisfied.
啊，他们的啊好奇心就得到满足了。
So that's why today you go to many bookstores.
啊，所以今天你去很多嘅书店。
You find that all the books about biblical prophecies are among the best.
啊，你发觉嗰啲系啊讲解啊圣经预言嘅书咧，系最好畅销嘅。
However,
然而弟兄姊妹
，because of that, so some people they think that this won't mean much if you only curious about the future.
但系你知道，如果人只系啊对将来发生嘅事情系好奇，呢就冇乜意思嘅。
But if we really love the Lord,
但如果我真系爱我哋嘅主
，Now we definitely want to know.
肯定的想知道
how much God has accomplished.
神已经有几多做完他的工作呢？
Now, what is the last phase of His word?
啊，神工作最后的阶段是什么呢？
Now, this is very important
to us. 这是对我们十分的重要。
Now, if we want to know the last phase of God's word,
如果我们想认识神工作最后的阶段，
especially the last 20 events,
特别最后那20件的事情，
then you discover the word, the prophet word of Christ are most important.
你就发觉基督的预言的话是最重要啊。
Even this book of Revelation,
甚至是启示录，
don't forget it.
不要忘记。
Now, that book actually should be traced back to the prophetic word of Christ.
这本书我应该追溯回到基督预言的说话。
So, in another word, we should go back to Gospel according
to Matthew. 换句话来讲，我应该翻翻去睇马太福音。
Now, in the Gospel, in the chapter 24 of Gospel according to Matthew.
啊，喺马太福音24章。
And our Lord has spoken a very important has spoken forth a very important prophecy.
啊，主喺度讲一个好重要嘅预言。
Verse 32.
第32节。
Now learn the parable from the fig tree.
各位，你可以从无花果树学个比方。
When its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near.
当树枝发黄长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
Even so, you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door.
这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
So this is one of the most wonderful prophecies of our Lord.
这个是我们的主很奇妙的预言 的其中一个。
Now this is a source of our knowledge about the events at the end time.
这个 是我们知道在末后的时间所发生的嘅事嘅源头。
And if you understand this prophecy,
如果你明白呢一个嘅预言
，you almost are able to understand the last 20 events.
你差唔多就能够明白晒就最后嗰二十件嘅事情。
Now this prophecy is well known to everyone of us.
啊，呢嘅预言，我对我哋嚟讲都熟悉啦。
Now the picture here definitely represents the nation of Israel.
呢 事肯定是代表以色列这个民族。
Now before our Lord mentioned this prophecy,
当我们的主未讲这个预言之前
one morning, when he came out from Bethany,
一朝早他从伯大尼出来
saw from afar a fig tree,
高远他见到一棵无花果树
full of leaves,
满有叶子
and then,then he tried to seek some fruits, from that tree.
他尝试从一棵无花果树来到寻找果子。
And then he was so disappointed he couldn't find any fruit.
他好失望，他找不到一个果子。
Now the whole tree is just full of leaves, that's all.
整棵树只系充满着叶子。
So then God and our Lord cursed that tree.
我哋嘅主就咒咗呢棵树啦。
Now, think about
it. 我们想想
Our Lord Jesus just came out from heaven.
我们的主刚从伯大尼出来。
Can you imagine that?
你可以想象
Martha will let our Lord leave her house without having breakfast.
我们马大会不会让主离开他的家而不吃早餐呢？
It's impossible.
这个不可能。
But somehow the Lord's purpose, according to the Bible, our Lord was hungry.
但我们圣经讲到记载就话我们的主话他肚饿了。你知道这个不是个生理上的肚饿，这一定是属灵的饥饿。
So, word,
换句话来讲，
这
棵个的无花果树不单止一棵无花果树，
这
棵个无花果树在圣经里面其实就代表以色列这个民族。
Now why the nation of Israel on this earth?
为什么以色列这个民族在地上呢？
Now, God is because Israel is compared to a fig tree.
因为以色列来到是用一个无花果树来到比较。
So fruit means the satisfaction to God and satisfaction to man.
这个的果子我说对神和对人的得到满足。
Now, God's will to fig tree, to a fig tree.
神的旨意在一个无花果树的身上，是拉要它结出果子，不是得着叶子。但虽然无花果树有很大的树叶，
然而，the main purpose for the fig tree is to have fruit。
我这个果树最重要的目的是结果子。
Just like the God's will for a vine tree.
正如神的旨意在个葡萄树，是那个的葡萄籽。
So each tree has its own special function.
每一棵树有个特别的功用。
So fig tree, the main function is the fruit.
所以无花果树最重要的功用是结出无花果。
So that's why Israel was on this earth. The nation of Israel was on this earth.
所以这个缘故，以色列这个民族在地上。
This nation was supposed to be the testimony.
这个民族应该在地上变来到作神的见证。
Now even this, at that time they had a wonderful and glorious history.
虽然在那个时候他有一个荣耀奇妙的历史。
However, and you see, God and our Lord couldn't find any fruits.
但我们的主在这棵树找不到果子。
So if there is no fruit, then there is no reality.
如果那里没有果子，那里没有实际。
Now, only you, they have only appearance, but they don't have reality.
它只有一个外表的表面，但没实际。
So this is misleading.
这个是很欺骗人的。
This is not honesty.
这个不是诚实。
Do you see that?
你看看这个呢？为了这个缘故。
Our Lord wants this tree to be consistent.
所以只是要大心的
就比较深
这棵树是与我一致的。
And if you couldn't find any fruit,
如果你找不到果子，
Now why do you need this tree?
你为什么需要这棵树呢？
So our Lord cursed that tree.
所以主就咒诅这棵树。
And then we know that the whole tree were withered from the root.
我们就看见这棵树由根就枯干了。
Now remember, that
is
a prophecy.
这个是一
个预言。Our Lord uttered his prophecy by action, not by word.
我们的主，他说他的 的预言，不是只是说出的话，乃是有行动的。
And you know, finally, that prophecy was fulfilled.
我知道最后这个预言就应验了。
Because around 70 AD,
之后70年
Jerusalem has been destroyed.
耶路撒冷就被毁灭了。
And many years later, the whole nation of Israel disappeared from this planet.
好多年之后，以色列这个民族就从地球来到消失了。
So now you can see the fulfillment of the prophecy of our
Lord. 我现在就能看见我们的主他说的预言的应验。
First century.
他就做那棵树
and that tree withered.
那棵树就枯干了
So then the nation of Israel disappeared from this earth.
以色列这个民族就从地上就消失了
Now with that background,
我在这个背景里面
Our Lord told his disciples.
我们的主就跟门徒说
Now learn the parable from the fig tree.
你要从无花果树来学个比方
When the branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near.
树枝发明长叶的时候，你就知道夏天近了。
Now this was a miracle.
呢两个神迹。
That fig tree already withered.
嗰棵嘅无花果树已经从根嗰度枯干了。
But according to the Lord's prophecy,
但按照主嘅预言
，One day,
有一日
，That nation will be reborn.
这个的民族有一天要重新的生出来
So when its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near.
所以当树枝发年长叶的时候你就知道夏天近了
So according to this prophecy,
因为按照这个预言
the nation of Israel will be reborn.
以色列这个民族要重新出来
And now we will know this prophecy has been fulfilled.Now, the door in Hebrew Greek here is in full.
这个的门口在希腊文的原文是中数。
At the doors.
在中门口。
Because in the east, especially in the Middle East,
在东方特别中东的地方。
The house there is just like house in China.
是跟中国的屋是很相似的。
So you have to go through many doors, finally you reach the living room.
但你要经过好多个门，你先至嚟到客厅。
So when our Lord said He is right at the door，
当主话佢正已经喺中门口嘅前面啦。
That's what the Lord said。
呢个系主所讲嘅。
So after 1948，
喺1948年之后
，Where is our Lord？
我哋嘅主喺边度啊
？He is at the door。
佢喺中门口嗰度。
But now we will know whether the first or second or third。
我唔知道佢喺第一道门啦，第二道门啦，定第三道门。
At least
最起码，你最少佢系喺第一道门。
Probably on the third door。
可能喺第三道门。
Probably the door next to our living room。
系可能喺我哋嘅客厅之前嗰道门啦。所以第一门。所以基督的预言的说话何等的重要
you, now, this is like an alarm clock.
这个好像一个闹钟
When, after 1948,
在1948年之后
we ought to wake up.
我应该醒了
Because according to our prophetic word of our Lord,
因为按住主预言的说话
He already at the door.
他已经在门口那里了
It's very, very near.
所以你看啊，是好近好近啊。
It's much quicker than you think.
是快过你所想象的。
I think the Lord was still very far.
你以为主是好远好远。
And then people try to figure out.
所以人在这尝试的估计。
When our Lord should be in the living room.
我们的主几时来到我们的客厅呢？
So some people make some suggestion here.
有些人在这么提议。
Because we have, our Lord said,Now, truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all the things take place.
耶稣说我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
There's someone suggested that a generation in the Bible means 40 years.
有人说圣经里面讲的，第一个世代40年。
So 1948, if you plus 40.
1948加40。
So in 1988.
1988年啦。
So it means the 1998, the Lord should be, that means that mark year of our Lord's second coming.
所以嗰年应该就主第二次翻嚟啦。
So before 1988,
喺1988年之前
，there was a very interesting book.
我有本好有趣嘅书。
The title is 88 Reasons Why Our Lord Jesus Should Come Back 1988.
我话嗰个书嘅题目啦，有88个原因，点解 书啊，要喺1988年翻嚟。
That book remained bestseller before 1988.
嗱，嗰本书喺1988年之前系最畅销嘅。
But brothers, today, novels do not.
但今日我哋嘅主义仍然喺度啊。
So some people say now we need to revive this theory.
有人话我哋要啊修改我哋嘅理论啦。
Now, appointed later in the Bible, not 40, it must be 70 years.
啊，圣经里边讲嘅。个世代唔系十年，一定系七十年。
So some clever person tried to set another date.
佢有啲好聪明嘅人，佢又定另一个日子啦。
But I think the Lord's word is so clear, so crystal clear.
但主嘅话系好似水晶咁清楚。
1948 by that time.
系嚟到1948年。
The Lord is already at the doors.
啊，主已经系喺门口啦。
So the Lord must be very near.
所以顶门主应该好近啊。
So I think this is very important.
所以我觉得顶门呢啲好重要噶。
Why this is important?
点解呢啲系重要啊
？Now, for example, let us let us read a passage here.
但系让我哋读一节嘅经文。
Verse 15 of the same chapter.
第同一章嘅第50节。
Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation which was spoken of through Daniel, the prophet standing in the holy place. 15节。
第十五节，你们看见先知但以理所说的，那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地。
Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains.
读者经的人需要回忆，那时犹太的应当逃到山上。
And let him who is on the housetop not go down to get the things out that are in the house in his house.
在房上的不要下来拿家里的东西。
And let him who is in the field not turn back to get his cloak.
在田里的也不要回去取衣裳。
Verse 20.
20节。
But pray that your flight may not be in the winter or in the summer.
你们应当祈求，叫你们逃走的时候，不遇见冬天或是安息日。
Verse 25.
25节。
Behold, I have told you in advance.
看啊，我已先告诉你们了。
Now let us remember this word. Behold, I have told you in advance.
那我哋来记住呢句说话。看啊，我已先告诉你们了。
Now why our Lord said you should flee?
为什么主说你要逃走呢？
Who is on the housetop, not go down to get things out that are in his house?
为什么我在床上呢？不要下来家里边攞对攞嘢呢？
Lord said you should run for your life.
主说你要逃命啊。
And then the Lord said, Behold, I have told you in advance.
主啊，看啊，我已先告诉你们了。
So that's why our Lord gave his prophetic words.
啊，呢个就是主给我们的预言的说话的原因啊。
So what does that mean?
啊，这个什么意思啊？
That means it is very useful to every one of us.
这个就意思啦，对我们每一个都很有用的。
Now actually, this portion of the word is very important.
一段圣经的说话十分重要。
You remember 70 AD?
你记得只有七十年。
And the Roman soldiers surround the city of Jerusalem.
罗马兵他们围住耶路撒冷的城。
It was almost, the Passover, it approached Passover.
是走到逾越节的时候。
Then the soldiers, those Roman soldiers, they discovered something that they can understand.
啊，嗰啲罗马嘅士兵就发现一件嘅事情，啊，佢唔能够明白嘅。
Many Jewish people, they are marching on toward the city, not from the city.
啊，佢发觉好多嘅犹太人，佢哋走耶路撒冷嘅城嘅里边，而唔系逃离耶路撒冷嘅城。
Because they think that city is the city, eternal city.
是因为他们以为这个城是一段永远的城。
God definitely will be with us.
神一定会与我们同在。
This city will be never fallen.
这个城一定不会冧的。
So they say we want to celebrate our Passover.
所以说我们要庆祝我们的逾越节。
So they all march on toward the city.
他们一起来到出往这个城。
Now, city of Jerusalem by that time was a war zone.
耶路撒冷那时候是一个战区。
Any average person always shy away from the water.
嗱，一个正常嘅人都会从一个战争嘅地区嚟到离开。
These people just violate the common sense.
但呢啲嘅人佢哋就不知道唔理达人嘅常征。
So finally, the general gave the command, open all the gates of Jerusalem.
这个将军就吩咐将城门所有城门打开。
Then this many Jews just flooded in.
呢啲嘅犹太人佢哋就冚埋入晒城啦。
After the gate were closed.
当个城门闩嘅时候。
And they discovered this actually was their last Passover in their life.
佢哋就发觉到呢个系佢哋人生嘅里边最后一个逾节。
Many people died under the knife.
好多人系被刀剑嚟到杀死。
And about 100,000 young people were captured.
但有百千嘅青少年嘅青年人系被捉到去罗马。今日如果你嚟到去罗马
，The landmark of Rome is a Roman amphitheater。
罗马嘅一个特色就系佢哋嘅一个剧场。
罗马
竞技场。
And but you know that landmark.That building was built by this 100,000 slaves.
系俾呢一百千嘅系奴隶嚟到建造嘅。
Captured on that event.
佢就系从第耶路撒冷城被灭光嘅事情嘅秘掳嚟翻嚟嘅。
But now historian report.
今日历史家咁样报告。
In that event.
喺嗰件事情里边
，None of Christians.
他说没有一个基督徒是被杀
的
基督徒有什么事发生在身上呢
Because those Christians they remember the prophetic word of Christ
因为基督徒他们记住基督预言的说话
Run for your life
你逃命啊
Now don't go back to your house
不要回你家啊
Pray that that should not be the winter
你祈求那个不是冬天
Hopefully that day is not Sabbath
希望那天不是安息日
Now, brothers, the prophetic word of Christ is very practical. So, when Christians remember the word of Christ, so when that gate were opened, all the Jews squeezed in. Christians squeezed out. Apostle John took the mother of Jesus, Mary.
门徒一按带着耶稣的母亲
he was among those who fled from the
city 他是从那些同埋其他的基督徒一同来到逃离这个城
so finally he went to Pella
最后去到 Pella 这个地方
then eventually Ephesus
最后来到以弗所
so today according to tradition you still can find the tombs ofMary and also John.
所以有传统，你喺嗰度仍然揾到玛利亚同埋约翰一坟墓。所以弟兄们
，Who wrote Revelation？
边个写启示录啊
？Who told us something about great tribulation？
边个话俾我哋听嗰个有大嘅灾难呢
？John wrote not only according to Revelation。
约翰写唔系只按住启示录嚟到写。
John wrote Revelation also according to his experience。
行一下啦，按住佢嘅经历嚟到写。所以弟兄们
，Why prophetic word of Christ is so important？
所以基督预言嘅说话系咁重要。今日同样弟兄们
，Now we know especially after September 11。
特别喺九月十一嘅事情之后。
At the period of John in the first
century.
If John and Mary and others had escaped that
tribulation, now we need the prophetic word of
God.
We know how
to escape that great
tribulation.
So you see how important it is a prophetic word.
所以你看见这个预言的说话何等的重要。
So since 1948,
是1948年
Now we know our Lord already at the door.
我们知道基督已经在门口
了。
但更多的，
If you study carefully the word of our Lord,
如果你再仔细来读主的说话，
you will find it so amazing.
你会发觉好稀奇，
it is so accurate.
是很准确的。
So now we have to turn to Luke chapter 21.
我们现在看看路加福音21章。
Luke 21.Verse 29.
第29节,
and he told them a parable, Behold the fig tree and all the trees, as soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know for yourself that the summer is now near.
耶稣又接比喻对他们说，你们看无花果树和各样的树，它发芽的时候，你们一看见，自然晓得夏天近了。
Now some of you may think this is a repetition of what our Lord has said in Matthew
24. No, it's not
a repetition. A slight
variation here.
Matthew 24 only is a picture.
But Luke 21,
Behold the fig tree and all the trees. 啊，
这个话看到无花果树和各样的树。
So here we not only have fig tree, but also all the trees.
所以弟兄们，我睇见呢个唔系净系无花果树，嗰度有其他各种嘅树。
Then the Lord said, as soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know that for yourself that summer is nigh.
啊、师父说你看见他们发芽的时候发生业的时候你就知道是夏天近了。
Now, what's the difference between the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke?
马太福音和路加福音有什么分别呢？
Now, in the Gospel, we know that Gospel of Matthew mainly addressed to the Jews.
我们知道马太福音最主要的对象是犹太人。
And Luke is the only Gentile writer among all the writers of New Testament.
路加福音是新約裏面二十幾個作者裏聖經裏面二十幾個作者裏唯一的外邦人。
And for that reason, the Gospel of Luke mainly addressed to the Gentile.
所以路加福音的對象的讀者是外邦人。
So here, the Lord did not use the word Son of Man.
所以主在这里没说人子。
Now here Luke used the word the kingdom of God.
在路加福音是讲到神的国。
So remember, that's the difference between these two gospels.
你记住这两本三书的不同的地方。
The gospel of Matthew, 12 disciples have been sent out.
在马太福音有12个门徒被派出去。
But in gospel of Luke,70 disciples have been sent out.
在路加福音有70个门徒被派出去。
Why?
为什么?
Because when we study the Gospel of Luke,
因为读路加福音的时候,
you know, when Jesus was born,
你知道当耶稣出世的时候,
that good news is for the whole nation.
这个的, 福音是给所有的, 人的。
So we know that the Gospel of Luke,
我们知道路加福音,
addressed mainly to the Gentile, means to the whole world.
这个是外邦人向全世界来讲的。
But Matthew only addressed to the elect, only addressed to the Jews.
但马太福音是向着选民是犹太人来讲的。
That's why, you talk about fig tree.
所以刚才讲到无花果树。
But now, why 70 disciples? Why 70 disciples being sent?
为什么70个门徒在路加福音来到记载被派出去呢?
Because according to chapter 10 of Genesis,
因为按照创世纪的十章,
when Bible describes the world,
圣经记载这个形容这个世界的时候
reminded 17 nations there.
刚刚有70个国家在那里。
So because of seven nations, they represent the whole world.
是因为这七个国家, 就代表全世界了,
just like 12 tribes represent the whole nation of Israel.
正如十二支派, 就代表以色列这个民族,
and that's why our Lord sent out 12 disciples.
啊, 所以门徒派十二个支派,
十二个门徒,
but in God's book of Luke,
he sent out 70
disciples.
Except to the seven nations of
this world. So, now you understand
the difference between these two gospels. So now about the prophecy about. Not only the scripture,
but
all the truth. So they put forth.
啊, 当他们发芽的时候,
so let them have enough
of the truth. 有没有记住, 不是讲道,
all the truth.
所有的树,
so what does that mean?
啊, 那个意思,
now, if the fig tree putting forth leaves may be the reverse of nature of Israel.
如果无花果树发叶, 提讲到以色列这个国家的重生,
then all the trees, it means the other ancient nations mentioned in the Bible of Israel.
Well,
He won't be reborn, but does not guarantee that he will have a very peaceful time.
他说我打这个民族会诞生，但不等于他一个平安的时期。
According to Luke chapter
21,
there was a conflict.
他说会有冲突。
There was a confrontation.
他说会有敌对。
Not only the nation of Israel will be reborn,
不等于以色列这个民族会重生。
Also other ancient nations also will be reborn.
其他古文化的民族都会重生。
Then you discover the history will repeat.
你就发觉历史重演了。
If you witness, if you interpret the Bible, you see how these nations confront each other.
啊，你就睇如果你读圣经嘅时候，你睇见呢个。
在圣经里面的这个民族是怎样的彼此来对敌，同样的事情都会发生，所以弟兄们，所以不单止是无花果树，是各样的树，所以现在我们要找到其中一两棵树，我们要找到其中一两棵树。
我们从圣经里面来到找出其他的树的其中一两棵是什么呢?
And then we will know whether this prophecy is really being fulfilled.
那么我们就知道这个预言究竟是不是应验了。
Now, it is true in the Bible, Bible did use fig tree to describe it.
没错,圣经用无花果树来代表以色列人。
So now we ask,
那么现在我们问了,
could we find any other tree mentioned in the Bible?
我们能不能找到圣经里面讲到其他的树呢?
Also represent a nation.
是代表一个民族呢?
Now you could find it.
如果你能不能找到,
at least that nation should be reborn.
起码这个民族是会重生的。
You see that?
你看得到?
So, I think, this is very important
too.
So, could we find such a tree? Fig tree, yes.
没法的事,
now, all the trees.
但其他所有的事,
yes, all the ancient nations mentioned in the Bible.
在圣经里面讲到的, 那些古代的国民族,
and now we want to be specific.
但我们要指定,
at least we try to find one or two.
起码我们要找到一个或者两个,
and then we will see whether the Lord's prophecy really being fulfilled.
我们就能够看见主的预言究竟有没有应验到呢?
You see, otherwise we think hopefully become very general.
不是所有事情就变得很笼统啊,
but no, then our Lord spoken in the prophetic word.
啊, 当主讲的预言的说话,
it is very, very special.
是很指定的。
So now, if you go through the whole Bible,
如果你睇曬成本嘅聖經
，at least you will find one case.
起碼你能夠揾到一個嘅情況。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 6.
我哋轉去但以理書第四章。
Daniel chapter 4.
但以理書第四章。
Now let us read verse 10.
我哋读第十节。
Let only read the last part.
我哋先读第十节嘅后半节。
Behold, there was a tree in the midst of the earth.
我看见地当中有一棵树。
And its height was great.
极其高大。
The tree grew large and became strong.
那树渐长。
And its
而且坚固。
And its height reached to the sky.
高得顶天
and it was visible to the end of the whole earth.
从地极都看见
and then that's verse 23. I was looking in the visions in my mind as I lay on my bed, and behold, the angelic watcher, a holy one, descended from heaven.
第十三节我在床上梦脑中的异象，看见一位守望的圣者从天而降。
He shouted out and spoke as follows: Chop down the tree and cut off its branches, strip off its foliage and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts flee from under it.
第十四节，大声呼叫说：合伐倒这树，砍下枝子，摇掉叶子。抛散果子，使走兽离开树下，飞鸟躲到躲开树枝。
Now and birds from its branches.
嗰啲树枝躲在树，鸟鸟飞鸟躲躲开树枝。
Verse 15. Yet it is a stem with its roots in the ground, but with a band of iron and bronze around it.
第十五节，树枝却要留在地内。用铁圈和铜圈筛住。
And verse 16.
第十六节。
Let his mind be changed from that of a man, and let a beast's mind be given to him.
使他的心改变，不如人心，给他一个兽心。
And let seven periods of time pass over him.
使他经过七期。
Now, I think we don't go to details here.
好，我哋唔会好仔细嚟到睇啦。
Give you as a homework when you go home, try to study.
我俾你一个功课，你翻去嚟到去读下。
But now it's very clear you find a huge tree here.
睇到好清楚，你睇见嗰棵大嘅树。
And has been cut down.
把呢棵树被斩下。
Now you understand it.
但系剩翻个树胚子。
You see, but the Bible said, let seven periods time pass over him.
但系圣经话，使他经过七期。
So that means after seven periods of time, after seven periods of time,
换句话嚟讲，经过七期，
that tree will be restored.
呢棵树又会再被恢复噶。
You see that?
你睇唔睇到咧？
That's the picture here.
呢个就个幅图画啦。
Now let me try to give you the conclusion, because we don't have time to go through the details.
系，我哋冇时间嚟到好睇啲仔细嘅地方，我让我俾你个结论。
That tree definitely represents Nebuchadnezzar.
呢棵树肯定系代表尼布甲尼撒。
Also represent empire of Babylon.
但肯定亦都系代表巴比伦嘅帝国。
You remember in chapter 2 of Daniel?
你记得喺第二书第二章。
There was a great statue.
系嘛，一个好大嘅像。
Gold hair, silver shoulders, as silver breast, and bronze body, and iron feet.
呢个物像有金嘅头，银嘅胸，铜嘅肚，同埋铁嘅脚。
Of course, according to prophecy, that represents the four great empires in history.
我知道呢个代表喺历史里边四个大嘅帝国。
So when Daniel explained the gold head,
当但以理嚟到解释呢个金嘅头
，He said, "You are the gold head."
佢就 话你当呢个金嘅头啦。
Now we know that referred to Nebuchadnezzar。
我知道呢个指着尼布甲尼撒。
But that gold head also referred to Babylonian Empire。
同时呢个金嘅头系指着巴比伦帝国。
So Nebuchadnezzar is only a representative of that empire。
但尼布甲尼撒只不过呢个帝国嘅代表。
So now the tree in chapter 4。
呢度喺《但以理书》第四章嘅
书，
一面系指着尼布甲尼撒。
So one day he will get mad。
有一日佢会变咗大癫咗。
He will be out of his mind。
但佢会神经咗。
But after seven period of time，
但七期之后
，he will come back to his own senses。
佢会翻翻佢嘅智慧翻翻嚟。
So that history that prophecy applied to Nebuchadnezzar。
呢个嘅预言系指着尼布甲尼撒。
But in the book of Daniel。Remember, it's always double reference. Now the golden head referred to Nebuchadnezzar, also referred to Roman, to Babylon Empire.
这个金的头是指着是尼布甲尼撒，但同时是指着巴比伦帝国。
Now the tree the same thing.
But
that tree applied to Nebuchadnezzar, also referred to
呢棵树系指着尼布甲尼撒，但同时都系指着巴比伦帝国。
So it applied to Nebuchadnezzar。
原来指着尼布甲尼撒。
It means that one day his mind will come back。
有一日佢嘅智慧会翻嚟。
But now it applied to a nation, applied to the empire of Babylon。
但如果系指着系边个乃巴比伦帝国？呢个咩意思？
That tree ought to be chopped down。
我跟你说啊，有一日呢棵树会被斩低。
Now that
happened
539 before
Christ. 539
So for many years the stump is there.
好多年啦，嗰个树枝始终喺度。
So that's why we have the Babylon of history.
所以喺历史里边，我哋有巴比伦帝国。
Babylon has gone into history.
巴比伦已经进到历史里边啦。你睇睇先。
According to the Bible.
但按住圣经。
After seven periods of time.
系经过七期。
That tree will be restored.
呢棵树系会再复苏。
What does that mean?
呢个咩意思？
And will put forth its leaf.What do you mean by seven periods of time? Now, probably you don't understand that. If you go to Revelation, you can't answer.
但如果你去到启示录，你就有答案啦。
Because in Revelation also talk about period of time.
因为喺启示录都系讲到系七期嘅。
So finally, it is called a period of time equal to 360 days.
呢个发觉一期就系讲到
360 days.
系360日。
So seven period of time.
七期啦。
Means what?Means 2,520 days.
2,520
日。So you have 2,520 days.
三就话系2,520日。
Now what does this mean?
呢个咩意思啊？
After 2,520 days.
2,520 日。
And then you find that the mind of Nebuchadnezzar has been restored. Now that happened, that's being fulfilled to the life of
Nebuchadnezzar.
But now, if that really applied to the nation, to the empire of Babylon.
但如果呢个应用喺巴比伦帝国咧？
Now remember, the death of Nebuchadnezzar. And then we know that tree has been chopped down. So then you know it cannot be 2,500 520 days, but that's only applied to
Leviticus. 你知道那裡不是說到2520日, 因為這個只是應用來尼格格尼格根據。另一個可能是2520年。
Now, if this is true,
如果这个是真的话,
very interesting.
就很有趣了,
you know when that tree had been cut down.
你知道那棵树几时被斩低?
539 before Christ.
是基督之前的539年。
Now you make a very simple calculation.
你做一个很简单的计算,
plus 2520.
加2520.
What do we have?
我们有得到多少?
1981.
1981年，是基督之后。
Today's Iran was ancient Persia.
就是古代的波斯。
Now, 1981, you have a war between Iran and Iran.
由伊哈和伊朗的爭執。
Then we ask, we will ask.
我們就會問了,
then, then we will ask, how long ago?
我就问几久以前?
Oh, let me put this way.
你有没有这么说?
Strictly speaking, this is the second, actually, this is the second encounter between Iran and Iran.
但原则来说,这个伊朗和伊拉克第二次的冲突,
539 before Christ.
在基督之前的,
主前539年。 And you know, there was a war between Persia and Babylon. So strictly speaking, 1981 is the second encounter between these two nations.
但我可以嚴格上來說,1981年是這兩個民族第二次的爭戰。
So the second, or you can, the first encounter actually is 539 before Christ. Now, then, the second encounter is 1982. So, between the first confrontation and second confrontation, now, how many years? 2520 years. Then when Saddam Hussein was in power?
何時薩達姆辛他當權呢?
1979.
1979年.
And then around 1981, now he dared to start a war between Iran and Iraq.
1981年,他就夠膽來到開始伊拉克和伊朗的爭戰.
And then Western nations like the United States or European countries,
其他的民族好像美國或者聯合國其他國家,
they were choosing between two evils.
他們在這裡要選擇兩個不好的當中來選擇一個.
So finally, they choose to support Iraq.
最後他們選擇來支持伊拉克.
And because of this, Iraq become greater and greater and become one of the very important powers in the world.
因為這樣的緣故,伊拉克越來越強盛,成為世界一個強國.
So in the first person of war,
所以第一次在中東的爭戰,
Iran dare to challenge the whole world.
伊拉克他就膽來向整個世界挑戰.
That war was against 35 nations.
這個爭戰是從35個國家來打.
But even they suffered the defeat.
雖然他們被打敗,
but old President Bush lost his life.
但是這個老布殊總統他選選出大了。
今天我有另一個現在的中東的爭戰。 Because of Saddam Hussein, the whole world was split.
因為 撒旦梅星顶着世界就今年啦。
First time in history you have six hundred cities have heavy anti-war demonstration。
你第一次喺世界嘅里边，有600个城市嗰度有反战嘅示威。
In the great in London, you have three quarters of a million of people on the street。
喺伦敦嗰度有。四分之300万嘅人喺街道嚟嘅示威。
In Rome, you have 1 million people on the street。
喺罗马有500万嘅人喺街上边嚟嘅示威。
Even the Vatican spoke out。
甚至系梵蒂冈都说话。
Now who was Satan？
撒旦梅星系边个？
If we look back，
如果你望翻转头，
you begin to put a question mark。
你就开始摆一个问号啦。
Since 1979 was
1979年至1981年
even that true that Babylonian power already has been
gone。 我可以说巴比伦的帝国已经开始复苏了。
Now if this is true，
如果这个是真，
Now remember，
你要记住，
Not only scripture，
不单只是木花果树，
Also other trees will put forth，
其他的树都会上演。
Then you know that
你要知道神的国近啦。你现在就明白啦。
Why in the Garden of Eden there are two trees？
点解喺伊甸园有两棵树
？Tree of life and tree of knowledge of good and evil。
生命树同分别善恶嘅树。
Why in the Bible we always have a tale of two cities？
啊，点解圣经里面常常有两个城市嘅故事啊
？And Jerusalem and Babylon。
耶路撒冷同巴比伦。
Now in chapter 8 at the end of Revelation，
喺启示录最尾嘅地方。
The Babylon is fallen, the Babylon
is fallen。巴比伦倒塌啦，巴比伦城倒塌啦。
And finally Jerusalem come down from heaven。
最后就耶路撒冷从城从天上而降。
So remember，
你记住。
1948。
And the nation of Israel was reborn。以色列呢个古民族系复苏啦。
But according to
God's word,
there will be confrontation.
可能会有争执。
And for that reason,
有这个缘故。
Now we see from our own very eyes.
我从我的亲眼能够睇见。
That tree has been chopped down.
那棵树曾经被斩低了。
After 2,520 years.
是2,520年之后。
That tree puts forth
new. 那棵树又发芽生长了。
Not only that。
唔单止系咁，
the same thing with fig tree。
但点解葡萄不树都一样
？You remember when first time people of Israel came back to Jerusalem？
你记唔记得几时系以色列人系第一次就翻耶路撒冷
？It's about 600 before Christ。
系大概基督之前600年。
After 70 years of captivity, they came back to Jerusalem。
喺被掳70年之后，佢哋就翻回耶路撒冷。
But then 1948, they came back again。
但1948年又翻翻翻嚟啦。
You see, just like the tree of Babylon。
正如好似巴比伦嘅棵树。
How many years has it gone？
有几多年经过咗
？2,520 years。
系2,520年。
But the difference is this。
但个分别系。
Now with Iraq or with Babylon， 2,520 solid years。
喺呢、這个喺伊拉克或者巴比伦，系可能系讲到2,520嘅阴历嘅年。
But with Israel is 2,520 prophetic years。
但以色列人系2,520嘅系预言嘅年。
But no matter what，
那无论点样
，after Israel was born，
当以色列民族复苏
，and then you find that some another power also rise up。
你又发觉喺中东另一个嘅权势又系生长出嚟啦。
Now you understand。
今日你就明白。
Why in the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians？
点解以色列人同巴勒斯坦人嘅争斗嘅里面
？Any Palestinian die because of the conflict？
有多名就巴勒斯坦人死因为呢个斗争。
Now Saddam Hussein used to send a special person to greet that person and give him at least $10,000。
撒旦胡星就将嗰啲系自杀炸弹自杀死嘅人嘅巴勒斯坦人，佢就派代表去俾钱佢哋。
Now you remember how Saddam Hussein has called the volunteers to try to liberate Palestine。
你話嗰啲撒旦胡星點樣叫嗰啲人嚟到呼召啲人嚟到去解放巴勒斯坦
？In 1 month, Saddam Hussein has called 6 million volunteers。
喺一個月嘅裏邊，撒旦胡星 推动到600万人
including 2 million women
包括200万的女人
so let us remember
让我们明白
that's what
happened 这个是发生的
first person God
war 第一次在中东的争执
it was supposed to be the war between Iran and Kuwait
应该在伊拉克和科威特的争执
nothing to do with Israel
跟这个完全无关
but you remember how Israel has suffered 39
但我们可以我们记得以色列他们在被伊拉克的导弹来39个导弹来到攻击。
So, if we know the word of God,
如果我们知神的话
now we know what is happening today.
我们知道今天什么事情发生着。
So, now, let us have to go back to that phrase, to go back to Matthew chapter 24 now.
让我们刚刚回来马太福音第十四章
and verse 25,
第十五节
Behold, I have told you in advance.
看啊，我预先告诉你们了。
所以俾我，
所以俾我，所以我需要第二言嘅说话。
The Lord already told us in advance.
主已经预先话俾我哋听啊。
那我哋
知。呢个咩意思啊
？God is almost
finished. 神差唔多做完佢嘅工啦。
Now, if God's word is trying to obtain a church glory,
如果神的工作是要得到一个荣耀的教会，
God wants to transform us into image of Christ.
如果神的工作是要将我们来到变成基督的形象，
not much time, not
much time. 我们的时间就来没了。
So we want to learn.
所以我们要醒来了。
Because the Lord said, Behold, I have told you.
即系主话，阿爸，我要先告诉你们了。
I think this is just the word for this morning. For this morning.
我谂，但系呢啲嘅话，今日朝早嘅话就喺呢度。
Tonight we will continue.
今晚我哋要继续。
Because we pray that the Lord will speak to our hearts.
我实在求主能够对我哋嘅心说话。
Through His wonderful word.
查查嗰句奇妙嘅说话。
There are only 20 events yet to be fulfilled.
当只有二十件嘅事情系需要应验嘅。
Some of them are being.
有些人已经是正正在是被应验了。
Had experienced true God's war.
我已经经历了两次的中东的战争。
And all these events.
所以这个事情
remind us.
是提醒我们。
Not only victory put in forth this meeting.
不单止无花果树会发现。
And also all other trees.
其他所有的树都会。
At least the tree of Daniel 4.
起码在路但以利书的第四章的那个棵的树求主能够真的对我们的心说话让我们祈祷
Dear Lord, we really commit this word into your hand
我们的亲爱的主我们将这个话交还给你
We pray that you will use this word to wake us up
我们求你就用这些话来苏醒我们
Let us rise up and follow
让我们起来跟随你
In the name of our Lord Jesus
we pray 奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen